Next patient is Lynn Robinson. L-Y-N-N, Lynn Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, Robinson. Date of birth is 4-14-56. Date of visit 8-22-25. Please make copy for Amy McCandless. Amy, A-M-Y. McCandless, M-C-C-A-N-D-L-E-S-S. Nurse practitioner, N-P. Next paragraph, dear Amy, thank you for sending Lynn Robinson for evaluation. Next, chief complaint is recurrent bronchitis and sinusitis. Next paragraph, history of illness. This is a 69-year-old lady who has been experiencing nasal congestion, post-nasal drip, persistent cough, and recurrent bronchitis, has been treated with multiple antibiotic courses as well as inhaled bronchodilators and steroids. The patient also has allergic rhinitis with post-nasal drip and uses an antihistamine and has been on a steroid nasal spray. She has tightness in her upper chest, mild wheezing, cough with expectoration, but denies fever, chills, night sweats, or mouthlessness. CT chest was done 8 months ago. I'm sorry, 9 months ago. It shows mild, tiny pulmonary nodules in the superior segment of the right lower lobe. And a 6 millimeter nodule in the right middle lobe. No pneumothorax or effusions. Patient has had no follow-up, just CT. She has had a PFT done recently, but we do not have a copy of it. She has lost weight, and she has some reflux symptoms and nausea, but denies fever, chills, night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of recurrent sinusitis, rhinitis, and history of bronchitis. She had a history for hypertension. And she also has had a DNC as well as oral surgery and history for multiple bladder surgeries between 2020 and 22. The patient had fractured sacral bones and fracture of the clavicle. She has previously been diagnosed to have asthma and UTI. Next paragraph, allergies to codeine. Next, family history, father died of old age. I'm sorry, father died of heart disease. And mother died of COPD and Alzheimer's. Next, med list. Lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily. Meclizine, 12.5 milligrams. Just Mirbetric, 50 milligrams daily. Montelukast, 10 milligrams daily. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, and loratadine, 10 milligrams a day. Trilogy Ellipta, 1 puff daily. Next, system review. The patient has vertigo, hoarseness, sore throat, post nasal rip and cough. There's no abdominal pains, but has heartburn and constipation. No chest or jaw pain, chest, calf pains. No depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains, muscle stiffness, and she has headaches and memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely built, middle-aged white female is alert, pale, no acute distress. No cyanosis, ictus, peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 94, respiration 18, temperature 97.8, weight is 150, saturation 95. Itchy and ear numbs, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucus edematous, throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And diminished breath sounds of the periphery, no crackles or wheezes. Heart, the absence of regular sonorous tone, no murmur. The abdomen soft, benign, no mass, no rhinomegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the one plus with no gross mold, left with cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, noted. Next paragraph, breast number one. Neurologically, reflex of the one plus of negro small left of the cranial nerves goes into. Next paragraph, breast number one. Reactive airways disease with recurrent bronchitis. Number two is chronic sinusitis. Number three is allergic rhinitis. And number four is hypertension. And next, number five is history of UTIs. Oh, can you please add in the habits? The patient has no history of smoking and alcohol use occasional. And she works as a caregiver. Please add that in the habits. Okay, next paragraph, plan. Plan, the patient was advised to get a CT of the sinuses and of the chest. Also, get a CBC, total eosinophil count, and IgE level. I was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Period. She will be given a albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN, and a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks, which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Amy McCandless, MCCANDLESS NP, Nurse Practitioner NP. Thank you, Dr. Souza.